Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. So how did DMV go?
Awesome. Probably my best DMV experience ever. Ever. Got there on time. For once, there was a parking space like right near the DMV, like right across from it. I didn't have to park miles down the road and come walking all the way over. So that was very nice.
That's nice when that happens.
And they tell you when you get there, you know, get to the door about 10 minutes before your actual appointment. I waited till 10 minutes before I got there. I walked over. I showed my you have to show your number. Your number that means you're supposed to be there.
It's like a concert ticket.
Exactly.
Like, here's my ticket.
Right. Can't think of the name all of a sudden.
Here's my golden ticket.
My golden ticket. And very, very nice guard at the door. He said, okay. He told me where to go. So I go walking.
They were all expecting you, by the way.
They were all expecting me.
This is not how
it was awesome.
Normal people experience
DMV. That's why I said it was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it couldn't have been much nicer.
So like the spokesperson or the assistant for the commissioner of the DMV was waiting there for you.
Right by the front. Exactly right. So I shook hands with him, took a selfie with him, probably one of my ugliest photos ever. So when you walk in, you have to punch in your number into a machine.
Yeah.
I've got to punch in the number. It doesn't work. I do it a second time. It doesn't work. Then some lady comes over and she goes, here, maybe let me help you with that. So she starts punching it in. It's not coming up. She goes, do I have the right numbers? Like, right? So she's like, all right, come with me. I go to a second area. I go to her desk where she works from. And she goes, oh, I see why. You're supposed to be here next Wednesday.
You're unbelievable. Can I tell you that?
I was so excited that I got another appointment.
Even with the help of an army, you still find something to make it, AJ.
Yes. I bet that's me, my own unique spin. I'm the pizza and bowling of DMV.
How do you screw that up?
I didn't
look. It's a date.
Because when I made the appointment, I just assumed it was the next Wednesday. So I was like, okay, Wednesday.
You would assume that you make an appointment at DMV, and when you see the word Wednesday, you think, oh, it's next Wednesday.
It's next Wednesday, exactly.
You wouldn't think, oh, this could be a Wednesday 4 months from now.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
I'm being honest over here.
I know. I'm just being surprised.
Because my first words were...
Even after 27 years.
Because my first words...
I've seen it all. You still surprised me somehow.
Because my first words to Ernie was, oh, great, I'm going to hear about this tomorrow on the air. So I went over, and the lady, she gave me another appointment. She goes, no problem. We're just going to X out the appointment. Make sure you X out the appointment you had, which I did. So from there, they sent
First
me,
of all, any other person would have been turned away at this point.
Yes.
Like, see you next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they really helped me out a lot. Yeah. They sent me over to see this guy, Jason. Jason took care of everything. Cool guy.
It's amazing to me because I don't think that you would have been able to get through this process.
I should have expected to just be turned away and say, you got to come back next Wednesday, the 12th, like I was supposed to. But they were very nice.
No, but you even had an army of people helping you between the last appointment fail, which you didn't press confirm.
Right.
And this appointment fail. You would think that one would have lit your light. Like, hey, I need to look at everything here.
Right.
No light to be lit.
We went over everything, all the stuff I needed. We never went over the date.
No, but
that's the one thing we never did.
You're an adult.
I know.
You're supposed to read the screen.
I know.
You're supposed to do these things for yourself.
No.
This is, you're still in the stage where it's like, okay, let's pin your mittens to you.
You know what it was? I spent so much time making sure I had my paperwork.
There's the bus. Walk to the bus. Get on the bus.
I spent so much time working on making sure I had my paperwork, everything I needed. That, you know, my license, everything else, that I did not look at the date. So, yeah, I screwed up. I screwed up big time. And they helped me out. And end result is I got my title. I'm all set. And then they could not have been nicer. It was a wonderful experience.
The end result is that you walked out with the title,
yes.
Which typically would be put in the mail for you. So these people.
Above and beyond.
It was kind of like.
We got to get him out of here. He's an idiot.
A rigged cooking show where, you know, we have 2.5 minutes. We're going to cook this thing regardless.
Right.
And we already have the end result.
They made sure I got out.
All you had to do was arrive at the building.
Basically. And have my
and they had everything already.
I had my paperwork, though. I had everything I needed. So I paid 25 bucks and I'm off and running. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, notice I do a lot of my stuff
online.
I wonder
how many AJs are out there.
Oh, a lot.
You know?
Oh, there's a lot of us out there.
Really?
There's a lot of us out there,
really?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't after screwing up at the conference? So you show up at the door the first time and they're like, yeah, we don't have you on the list.
And the guy said, yeah, it's yeah, a you common press, mistake.
Okay.
Didn't confirm. Right,
so that didn't wake you up to think, man, I better look at everything. You don't even look at the date. You just show up again.
Right.
Like, here I am.
I made sure it confirmed, though. So I got one out of the two, right?
Right.
I just assumed.
So let's say if you were a normal person, this probably would have ended in like 2027 for you.
It would have, yes.
Yeah, because you would have went. Yesterday, they would have said, come back next week.
Right, I would have screwed something else up.
Now you're missing something else.
Right.
Go make your appointment.
Then this is out of date and yada, yada. Yep. Yeah, I admit it.
Great.
Thank God for people like them, because people like me are idiots.
That's right. That's right. And when you run into a DMV person and they just seem like they don't care, it's because they've dealt with 15 of him.
Exactly.
Right in a row.
Yep. Well, I heard the person next to me.
They all think it's their fault.
Yeah.
They all blame the DMV person. It's like, no, you didn't have your date. You didn't have this paper. You didn't have that. If you just read the screen.
And the cool thing is all the folks work at DMV. It's not like the old days. You had the guy in the polyester
you
shirt.
You have
with
turned
the
me
teeth.
From like thinking that's the biggest mess to feeling sorry for them.
And now, then my work is done.
You know, it was the smartest thing for them to do. Like, all
exactly.
right, we're going to hold this guy's hand through here.
Right. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
It was really
and
smart.
I'm very
so
thankful.
Thank you, DMV, for helping my friend.
Thanks, Ernie.
And I'm sorry. Jimmy Coplick, Five Nation. We had a question for you last week. We didn't get to falling in reverse.
Hoping to get falling in reverse in the fall. Hopefully it will be at Oakdale.
Cool.
9 Inch Nails. That's from Rob in West Haven.
You know, that brings a good memory up. And we had the opening of the 9 Inch Nails David Bowie show.
Oh.
At the at Xfinity way, way back.
Yeah.
And they rehearsed for a week. And it was strange seeing those guys with David Bowie. It was very odd. The backstage was very dark on the 9 Inch Nails side. Bowie was the happiest guy in the whole world. No plans at the moment for 9 Inch Nails to come in.
Johnny Lang, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Well, we're working on the Experience Hendrix show for Oakdale, and I think some of those guys will be in the Experience Hendrix show.
That's a pretty wild show, nice. By the way. Experience Hendrix.
You've mentioned it, yeah.
I saw it the first year they did. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And they have such good guitars. It's just, if you're a guitar freak, that's the place to be for sure.
No Doubt. Brian from Bristol.
I don't think No Doubt's going to tour because after Coachella, which is back a couple of months ago in April, if there was a No Doubt tour, I think we would have heard about it by now. And I've heard nothing about it.
They're called Have Doubt.
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. Well, we'll announce something for Rod Stewart next week in Connecticut. Let's put it that way.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
And it'll be for the summer of 2024?
It will be September, early September, and it will be out in Uncasville. Don't want to say the arena's name.
Right.
I want Mohegan Sun to say it first.
Right.
We're very excited, and Tom Cantone had a lot to do with helping us get the show.
Excellent.
Tremendous.
Yay.
All right, I'm going to say blank, and then you fill in the blank with the first band that comes to mind.
All okay. Right.
Biggest stage.
Biggest stage, Pink Floyd.
Would that be the Wall concert?
Nope. Well, I didn't do the Wall concert in Connecticut. It was only at Nassau Coliseum in L.A. and I think London, I think, were the only markets that played. But it would be when we had Pink Floyd in 1993, I think it was, at the Hartford Civic Center. It was the biggest stage. We had the stage itself was in 10 trucks.
Whoa.
10 trucks
just to hold the stage.
Wow.
Just the stage.
A big stage.
You see the entire floor of the...
When Roger did the wall at the Harvard Civic Center. The wall itself is made of something you could just push over, so it was easy to stack. You didn't need that many trucks. Nothing could get really hurt. But when Pink Floyd themselves came in without Roger, it was an enormous stage.
Right. That was the floor tour. It was the wall and the floor.
Jesus.
Next comes the ceiling.
So I'm guessing when these big shows back in the 70s would come out to you, they would advance engineering numbers.
Right.
Like, this is the kind of weight that we're going to be bringing into this building. This is what we're going to be hanging.
Right. Dimensions, things like that.
We still do that.
Now.
We're doing it. We did it just for Justin Timberlake, who we were going to bring into the Hartford, the XL Center on October 15th. And the ceiling cannot hold the weight of the actually, he gets on a stage and it floats across the floor. And the building couldn't hold the weight.
Wow.
So we couldn't bring the show in. So we're hoping. But Mohegan could hold the weight. But Mohegan had something in there that day, so we couldn't put the show into Mohegan. So if he tours next year, I hope we'll see Justin Timberlake at Mohegan.
Interesting.
Floating stage.
So you have an engineer, like someone with an engineering degree on staff, not a sound engineer, but...
We hire an engineer. It costs us $10,000 to hire the engineer to come in.
Yeah.
For one show?
For one show, and we didn't even get the show.
For one show.
Because you got to get it right.
Well, he had to bring equipment. He had to go up into the ceiling. He had to hang weights, see where the throne... over the stage, you could do it normally. But when the stage comes across the whole ceiling, that weight has to carry right across the whole ceiling. And so it could easily hold the weight where the stage normally is at the XL Center. But since the stage floats across the floor... It didn't work.
Oh, man. And that's not a job you want to get the cheapest engineer for.
No, you're not. Yeah,
I think it'll work, boss.
Yeah, it's okay. Put a couple extra pieces of gum up there.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Justin would have paid for it if we had a show. That was the deal.
Yeah.
If it worked, I'll pay for it. If it doesn't work, you pay for it.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Nice.
I thought it would work.
All right. That wasn't cheap.
Yeah, you tried.
But that's a lot better to find out that way.
Yes.
Yes, that roof once did collapse.
Yes, less headlines.
Right. That was a snowstorm right after a basketball game, right?
Right after a basketball game. Our last show, there was the Marshall Tucker Band headlining there.
Wow.
And that was about a week or two earlier. But, yeah, it was a college basketball game.
When did the engineering come into the concert world?
It really came in right after the roof collapse in Hartford.
Really?
People realized things could come down. Never happened before.
Yeah.
Because David Lee Roth says the Brown M&M thing, and you've said this on the air, that the Brown M&M thing was to make sure the promoter was reading the contract.
Right, pay attention to it.
And if he saw Brown M&Ms out in the bowl mixed with other M&Ms, he knew that they didn't read the rider.
Yes.
And some of that had very specific engineering stuff because they were carrying around the most lights and the most sound system at the time.
There was a method of M&Ms.
Yeah, yes, and that was in the 80s, and that you're absolutely right. That's exactly why I loved it, because to me the brand M&Ms tastes the same.
Yes.
So I went home with a bag of brand M&Ms.
Yeah, little tweezers picking them out.
He said there was a show in New Mexico where they apparently didn't read the contract where, you know, the weight of the staging and all. And they had this floor made of the, you know, the rubber basketballs recycled.
Yeah.
And they put this staging on top of the floor, and the floor sank in down 6 inches. They ruined the floor. It was a $450,000 floor.
Had to pay attention.
So David goes into the dressing room and trashes the dressing room, and they write the story. David Lee Roth trashes dressing room, causes $500,000 of damage because they didn't separate the Brown M&Ms. It's not what there's some truth in the headline, but it was because they damaged the $450,000 floor.
Yeah, big difference.
Yeah. All right, so that was biggest stage, Pink Floyd. Most drugs.
Oh my gosh, we could do an hour on that. it's got to be Grateful Dead.
Oh yeah.
Got to be Grateful Dead.
I would think.
You know, psychedelics, pot, things like that.
No, right.
You know.
Things can't pronounce.
You know, no heavier stuff than that, really. But Grateful Dead. I don't know if he meant in the audience or backstage, by the way.
All right, let's do...
It would be the both. It would be both.
Really?
Right.
They would win both?
Those spinny people come from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they would win both. Biggest drinkers were probably Judas Priest, audience-wise, not okay. artist-wise. Probably Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and then
really?
The hippie bands.
I would have, yeah, I would have picked like Lynyrd Skynyrd, Allman Brothers.
Right, certain bands, yeah.
And, no, they were very big also, and then... I don't know how many people remember the band The Radiators.
Yeah.
The Radiators, we would bring into Toes just because the people drank so much that we'd almost give out all the tickets and make money. We didn't care about selling tickets.
Boiled over Radiators.
Just show up. Mattitude, what's your question for Jimmy?
Yeah, the Iron Maiden Judas Priest tour, is this going to happen or is it just a rumor?
That's a rumor. We just had Judas Priest play upstate New York last week. They're playing on their own. Yeah.
It's an illusion.
Yeah. Well, I saw him back in 84, Screaming for Vengeance, and Number of the Beast tour in New Haven Coliseum.
1984, Rob Halford's voice can blow the roof off the Coliseum.
Yep, exactly. I did.
Yeah.
I was actually there for Van Halen, Live Without a Net, and the night that Dio played when he got canned out of there because somebody destroyed the bathrooms.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how long ago I go
how
back.
How bad did it go?
Wait, Jimmy, do you recall Ronnie James Dio ever being banned from New Haven Coliseum?
No, no.
No,
he
I don't
play
either.
There in 84.
I don't know. Well, a
he
lot
did
of
play
people
there.
Went
play
nuts. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jimmy.
No, I'm just saying. First of all, Ronnie was never banned. Ronnie is a wonderful human being. And
Ronnie's
was,
a god.
Yeah. Was. And Twisted Sister was opened that show with Dio.
I met him at the New Haven Coliseum. 86 okay. or 87, yeah. somewhere
oh, really?
Right in the beginning of my run here.
Right.
And such a nice guy, but I couldn't believe how small
tiny, right?
he
right.
was.
That's how he fits in the album covers.
Like, I could see how he was in a band called Elf.
Right.
It's like, I know who the Elf is.
Right, and he's like, what? What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Right. No, but when you were talking, like, one more thing. I know I ramble and stuff like that.
Yes, we noticed.
This
yeah,
is the Jimmy Coplick
so much.
Time,
but,
not the Mattitude time.
Right.
Okay. No, this is 2002.
All right. Thank you, Mattitude.
You know, the band could have been called Jockey also. He was cutting his shorts. Put him on a horse's little outfit.
Mattitude, you know I love you.
Yes, we do.
I just want to keep it moving here. Yeah. Reg in Norwalk.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, thank
What's
you.
What's up?
Hey, how about Train and America at the Amp in Bridgeport?
Well, Train is playing Xfinity with REO Speedwagon.
That's one.
Early August.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that won't happen.
Right.
Train's REO Speedwagon.
Right. They're kind of busy.
Yep. All right. Hey, is Steely Dan still with the Eagles?
They broke
up. You know, I think they are still opening up for the Eagles. We asked to try to bring them to Connecticut, and they said not touring on their own yet. So
kind of busy.
You know, I keep hearing Eagles rumors about them playing the Sphere, and I don't know if the Eagles are going to do the show or they're going to add Steely Dan onto it. But that's the rumor I keep hearing. The next announced Sphere show will be the Eagles.
Well, that's wild.
Interesting.
Yeah, iconic.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on. I got to make my way over to that Sphere.
Yeah, I got to check it out, too. It's a bucket
yes,
list
do.
Thing now. Yep. It's so amazing.
I want to experience it two times. One, straight.
Right.
Second, high.
Right. You probably do the high first and then do it straight.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you do high first?
It's to make sure you saw what you saw.
Oh, okay. Kind of a confirmation. The second one's a confirmation.
That's how they did it.
Oh, yeah, because it'll be more of an oh, wow.
Right. Whoa.
The first time you're there.
Right. So
it's mind blowing. So you want to be high the first
as
got
possible.
It. Right. You're
right. Then second you go, okay, this is where I messed up.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Jimmy, you saw U2 there.
I saw U2 there. It's really remarkable. I mean, people should go on YouTube and see the videos of the Dead. I'm not going to really see the Dead out there, but a Dead and Company, I should say.
They have some great videos playing.
They should do the Snow Globe.
You can't even watch the band, but you know what? At Dead shows, people basically never watch the band.
Right.
They're just like listening to the music and vibing.
Look at the floor and spinning.
It's really incredible. What a good choice that was for, you know, the follow-up.
It was. It really was, yeah. And it's an experience. It's not a concert. It's an experience.
Can you do a snow globe? That'd be really cool.
It is a snow globe.
I mean, can you picture that? Like, oh my God, it's snowing in here.
No, they've...
Chaz, you're right. It really is like a snow globe.
Yeah.
It's shaped like a snow globe.
Just don't shake it.
You've got to see some of these videos.
Yeah, I saw some of them.
I've seen a lot, and I still haven't even seen a fraction of what you know, U2 and the Dead and company have run on those screens.
Yeah, I'll make it like a marble. Be cooler.
Jimmy Coughlin, Live Nation. Alan in Harrington.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Any word on Five Finger Death Punch coming to Connecticut?
There's only four fingers now.
No plans at the moment. We tried. They skipped Connecticut this run.
Oh, they gave us a finger.
They gave us the middle finger.
Give us the middle finger.
They gave us one finger up yours.
Thank you, Alan. Someone texted, any news on the smaller venue at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater?
We're meeting today with some important people in cool. Bridgeport. So we're very close to getting this thing finalized. Thank
goodness. Nice.
Important people.
Yay.
Yes. Politicians.
That's not us, obviously.
Top men.
Top men.
Top.
Right? Top.
Guys know what they're talking about.
Derek.
Hey, good morning, guys. How
good
are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy, for doing this. How about Hans Zimmer, Academy Award-winning composer who would be awesome at the Amp or Oakdale, or even
get me Hans,
you know,
Zimmer.
Out east?
Well, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a September date at Mohegan Sun Arena with Hans Zimmer right now.
It'd be funny, Hans Zimmer.
Put the offer in and September. Hopefully take it. Yep, September.
Hans Zimmer, where are you?
Look at
you,
Hans Zimmer.
Look at you, Hans Zimmer with the music and the
what is it?
Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
Play your cards to your car.
Right. Hans Zimmer. Right.
Get off the phone. Jimmy, we were having a conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you're a mother with three kids and you went shopping.
Oh, here we go.
All right. And you're rolling out and you bring you got three kids and groceries and you put the groceries in the car. You put the kids in the car. Should you leave the kids alone to put that cart back in the cart corral? Or do you get a pass and you could just leave it?
Definitely a pass.
You get a pass.
No, you
definitely
don't.
A pass.
Exactly.
No, you don't. You take the family for a walk.
You know, there are people that get hired to take those carts.
That's right.
Right.
Put them back into the grocery store.
Here's an idea.
We don't want them losing their job.
Or you can, well, you know, I've met some of them, so I'm good. But no, but you just kind of park by the cart corral this way. It's like a short trip.
Okay.
Well, that's true.
Not always the spot there.
Right, exactly right, you know.
Well, you're near it.
No, don't leave the kids. No. AJ, do you have kids?
No, I have a cat.
Okay, that's your answer.
Yeah. The guy, right, there's your answer. The guy who had a free pass at Motor Vehicle yesterday, like they walked him in.
They did.
They held your hand.
It was a beautiful
They
thing.
Did everything for you.
I know.
Doesn't want to give a pass for a cart to a mother of three.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most VIPs act like AJ, so
this
know,
is true.
This
is
the way
true.
It is.
I'm a Hans Zimmer.
Jeff on the road.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jimmy, I'm wondering about Sierra Farrell.
It's a beer.
No, she's a bluegrass singer out of Nashville.
Sierra, what's it? Sierra what?
Sierra Farrell.
Farrell?
Don't know much about her, but we'll look into it.
Sierra Farrell.
All right, great. Thanks, Mike.
May sound odd now, but it'll sound odd later. Sierra Farrell. Something like a type of cat. It's a Sierra Farrell cat.
What the hell's wrong with you?
And no one's quite sure. You know that.
It's really it's unbelievable.
I was hit by a shopping cart.
It's really unbelievable.
How long have you guys been partners?
27 years.
Yep. Can't tell, could you?
Hold on. Here's
this her?
Yeah.
Two of toes. Talent. He's a jug. Marry my cousin already.
You gotta love so fine. I wish that I could make you mine.
Out there is a dirt floor.
I like that music.
Yeah.
I saw that Sturgill Simpson is coming out of somewhat of a retirement. He's cutting a new album and he's going to be touring again. I thought he had retired a couple years ago.
Maybe one of
the same vein as Sierra Farrell right there, kind of a same kind of vibe.
Bet she braids her armpits. What?
We'll get into
27 years.
And they've been wonderful.
All wonderful.
Thank
every
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Someone's asking about Dizzy Fish coming to Oakdale.
Yes, Dizzy Fish, Saturday the 15th. If you love 70s and 80s music, Eric Herbst runs fronts the band, and they're great, and I highly recommend them. We always have 2,000-3,000 people there.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Is that the show with Jeff Pitchell?
Jeff has played with Texas Flood with Eric last night.
Okay, cool.
At there. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Has Jimmy heard of Sleep Token?
Yeah, sure.
Sold out Radio City Music Hall and MGM.
Man. Yes. Trying to get him into Mohegan Sun right now.
Oh, wow.
The opposite of Wake Wicked. Sleep Token.
Yep.
Anything else about to be announced?
You got Rod Stewart and Theo Von.
That's true.
Two shows
true.
Already. You know, I made up for last week not being on.
That's, right? That's true. Shows. You've
you
given
did,
us our allotment
you did. Thank
early
you.
Announcements.
And we thank you, sir.
Really?
Yes.
David, Long Island.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Stop.
Jimmy, it is an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. I'll be on Long
my,
Island in about
aunt,
a month. What's that?
My aunt is the St. Louis Jimmy. She was the concert promoter there. Great person.
Oh, she was the Jimmy Koplik of St. Louis.
You can tell he's Long Island's
yes,
aunt.
Sir.
Yep.
Who's okay.
That? That's what I said.
Aunt. Terry?
And from what I've heard, you have brought so many good concerts here. I've only got to go to two, but I'm from Long Island.
Nice. Okay,
what's your aunt's name?
Is it Terry Siegel?
Sandy Sayers.
Sandy Sayers?
No.
Sandy Sayers. Relation Leal?
No.
She might have been married at that point, but her first name is Sandy.
Sandy.
No, don't know.
Sandy! Now you made me feel real bad.
Been to St. Louis a lot, but never met her.
Back in the early 80s.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, I was going to ask about the Boss Keith concert. I believe they call him the Pale One.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering when that was going to come in and where it was going to be. I heard he was going to call his tour the F. Kenny G. T.A. Crap tour.
And who is this?
Our boss.
I don't know
boss
anything
Keith.
About it.
Yeah, he's yeah. Just pretend
he's
something happened.
He was going to do a saxophone concert.
Oh, God.
I've never got to hear it yet.
Yeah, no, and you won't.
David, where are you going right now?
The medical dispensary.
You're going to work? Where do you work?
No, I work at the police department.
Oh. As a suspect?
In the evidence room?
You're not testing it, are you?
No, can't do that stuff there. You get in a lot of trouble and you'll get fired.
See?
All right, good. Well, you have a great sense of humor, and thanks for calling, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Paul Keeb, he's Chief Strategy Officer of Ashley Madison. You know, it's the website that promotes adulterous affairs.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Thanks for coming on. Are you on a speakerphone? You sound like you're driving.
I am.
Okay, you're driving?
I had to drop the kids off at school this morning.
That's the excuse you're using?
That's right. Is that an excuse for the wife?
You're in the bathroom, aren't you?
Yeah.
We have a lot of interesting ways to describe our activities, that's for sure.
Yes.
So, are you married?
I was. I am no longer married.
Okay.
Was she a cheater?
Absolutely not. She was a wonderful woman, is a wonderful woman, and we had a beautiful 18-year marriage,
It
ran its course.
Gotcha.
I get that.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fun wears out. Yep.
Right. So that website, that is something else.
You know, it's interesting. We've been in business for a little over 22 years, and despite all the things our company has been through, you know, as clearly highlighted by Netflix recently, we are still signing up more than 365,000 people a month.
Whoa. Damn.
How much do you charge?
So the way it works is men buy credits to communicate with a woman. So depending on your package, you could send a message to a woman for as little as $3 to $4. And if she responds, you can continue the conversation for free on our platform.
When you say package.
We have a whole range of packages from small, medium, and large.
Gotcha.
Man, that could be expensive.
Yeah.
So it's $3 just to send a message.
But it's not like a typical dating site where you have to pay, you know, a $40, $50 a month subscription and ongoing. Once you've, you know, bought a package of credits, if you are able to reach a few different women, you can communicate with them for free on the site. And what's also great about it is if you do meet a fair partner, you're able then to go off and have whatever sort of extracurricular activities you're looking to do, and then come back once that's over, and all your credits will still be there so you can continue your journey.
So that's what the guys get charged. What do the women get charged?
Free.
It's ladies' night at Ashley Madison every day.
Free. I knew it.
Unbelievable.
Like free drinks with ladies. Why is it we pay?
Unbelievable.
Hey, listen, I didn't create society.
No, I get it. No.
I'm with you. Yeah, we're with you.
I'm with you.
Paul,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. We're not blaming you.
No.
But this is basically how it works.
Exactly.
This is how life has worked.
Yes, we've tempered through life.
Right. Let me take you out to dinner. Let me buy you a drink.
Let me just. Yeah. I bring nothing.
Now take half of my stuff.
Oh, right. But our razors cost more. And oh, our nail polish cost more.
Well, you don't have to use nail polish.
Yeah.
Regular nails are nice.
So you get the pink tax argument coming against that.
Right.
Wow. And what's the most high-profile person that's been snagged in this web?
So, generally speaking, if you're going to run a married dating website, telling people who's on the site is probably not in your best interest. So, right. No, I'm never going to confirm a single member other than the ones who want to be known to be a member of Ashley Madison.
Gotcha. Like who?
No one's ever raised their hand and said, I want to know.
Gotcha. So
that's kind of the whole point of the business.
That's true. That is the whole point, isn't it?
Right.
Right. We're trying to help people have what we call successful affairs.
Gotcha.
Undiscovered affairs.
Right. That's wild.
Right. And what happened to billing? Where's the billing money go? I mean, like, you know, like you bill somebody, wouldn't that person, other person see the bill?
How does that come up on the credit card? That's a great question.
Well, I can certainly tell you it does not show up as Ashley Madison, the cheating website on your Visa statement.
That's good. It's an acronym.
That's good.
Yeah,
a discreet brown envelope.
That would be problematic. No, we obviously have a discreet billing that I'm, again, not going to
disclose. You can't tell us what it is.
Right.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I understand.
Okay. Mike, we can let you know. Yes.
And again, because it's not a subscription, it doesn't show up every month. So it's not going to stand out as a reoccurring charge like so many other dating sites will.
You're good, you.
Okay, but we'll show up. Oh, the package will show up, not like $3 here, $3 there, $3 there.
Exactly. So you buy your one-time package of credits, and that can last you however long, depending on how many credits you buy. And then you don't have to make another purchase for a couple of weeks or months, depending on how busy you want to be.
Right. I was donating to wildlife. That's not that bill right there.
And then if you go to the site, you know, so I'm guessing it's like a dating site. So you see a picture, you could read the profile, you could see the area that they're from.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it has a very similar sort of look to most traditional websites. That said, most of the public-facing photos are not going to be your face because, again, you're looking to have an affair. So there's different types of photos. But what we've built into the system is some discretion and privacy. So you have your own private locker that contains your more intimate photos that you can then release to individual members as your conversation continues. And then you can revoke access once that conversation doesn't progress enough or your affair is over.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Wow. About everything.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Is what they say.
I can't believe you guys have been in business, Ashley Madison, for 22 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. We've had more than 85 million members join since we launched in 2002.
Wow.
Now, when you're at a party and someone says, hey, so what do? And you tell them.
You're a matchmaker.
Yeah, right. What do you say? Do you say you're with Ashley Madison?
Well, because of my job, I'm fairly public-facing. You know, I'm on TV every once in a while. So most people sort of become aware, oh, the Ashley Madison guy's here. And you know, what's interesting is, eventually, as the night goes on, usually one member of a couple comes over to me and sidles up and says, hey, I have a question. And they're curious. They want to know about what's really happening versus, hey, how do I sign up? No one is ever that bold. They want to know what's really happening behind the scenes. And so I'm able to talk a little bit about the details there, depending on, you know, who's asking the question.
Right. What's saying an accountant? No one cares.
Yes. Right. People move away from it.
I'll go.
Well, thanks for coming on and checking in.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. A crossing guard beats a mom with a stop sign. Can't wait to hear the news report on this one.
Did she stop?
Louis Chavez walks out of court and lunges at a news photographer while a woman tries to hold him back. Then he kicks at the photographer. He actually hits another one. Before leaving, Chavez picks up a stick and throws it at them.
Only that's tough.
Probably not the thing to do when you're...
at court,
yeah,
saying I'm not guilty,
right? Get into a fight for time. He was like smacking the cameras. He kicked one guy, and he just wails the stick. It's like you're trying to not be known as violent, and you're doing the exact opposite.
Right.
Only moments before, Chavez had gone before the judge and pleaded not guilty. The now fired crossing guard accused of beating a mother with the stick of his stop sign while her child was in the car.
The victim was visibly shaking and hysterically crying.
This happened early this morning at Taunton High School. Prosecutors say
that... Does this guy fall into dumbass?
Crazy ass.
Crazy ass. Angry.
Yes. Very angry. And then when you stand there in court, he had a look on his face like the Tasmanian, like... Argh.
He looked
nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts, possibly on something.
Definitely had crazy eyes.
Yes, he did.
Definitely crazy
eyes.
Crazy eyes.
Right, crazy hair, crazy everything. It's crazy.
I wonder, you know, why does he start beating this woman with a stop sign?
Right.
We get to that soon.
She didn't stop.
Parent had stopped in the middle of an intersection to sneeze and grab a tissue to blow her nose. Oh. She says Chavez shouted at her to move.
He was yelling at her while her child was in the vehicle. The crossing guard then put his stop sign stick through the passenger window and started swinging it all around the car.
Somewhere in here, we're leaving out the mother probably yelled at him.
Maybe, yep.
But not that she would deserve to get beaten with a stop sign in front of her kid.
You don't stop the car in the middle of the street to sneeze either, to blow your nose. Come on. You're an idiot.
Really?
Yeah. Neither one of them did the right thing. Neither one of them did the right thing. If I sneeze, I'm not going to stop the car in the middle of that intersection.
It's very possible that he's a cart returner at a supermarket. And she...
Maybe she didn't return
And she
the
left
cart.
A bunch of carts, you know, just all over the parking lot.
How do we know she didn't have a bug?
Then she stops in the middle of the intersection.
Maybe a bee landed on her head and he was trying to get the bee. I'll get it for you.
Yeah. Right. Hold on.
Just trying to help you out. Right. I'll use this stop sign. You never know.
Wow.
We were in the car.
Yeah, I feel like they're leaving a little bit out, and she probably yelled at him.
There's got to be, because those situations can get confusing so quickly, where you have the guy, the crossing guard, holding up a stop sign, but then someone else on the other direction is going to take a turn, but then they stop and they start waving you on.
This car is all over
the place. It's chaos. Yeah. It's chaos.
All right. You can't have this guy can't be a crossing guard.
Not anymore. No.
No. He doesn't have the temperament to be a crossing guard.
No, he's more library.
But I have a feeling this woman said something to him that probably wasn't nice.
Right.
But she didn't deserve to get hit by a stop sign.
She yelled, you didn't love, yell bless you. You're supposed to say bless you after I sneeze, you bastard. That's it.
Or she kept rolling and he said, I'm saying stop. Can you read this sign?
Let me
put it close to your face.
Right, stop. Can you see that? Can you see that? Okay. Let me show you the sign.
All right.
Police say he even struck her child in the arm with the stick. The woman got out of the car, and police say he threw her on the ground.
Wrestling. Hold it. Now it's a wrestling event.
Jesus.
That's wrestling.
This guy is just... Even if there's just a little bit of, like, I can see why you'd be mad, it's all gone when he pulls her out of the car.
Maybe he envisioned that she was on fire and did the stop, drop, and roll.
Right.
The sun was behind her. He looked like she was on fire, and he just...
I always hear about these acid trip flashbacks.
Right.
I've never really know anyone who's had one, but right. maybe this guy's having one.
Could have had that. Exactly. Yeah.
You want a piece of me, Mama Bear? Let's
right.
go.
That's it.
First, he saw a bee flying around her head.
Right, right. Right, right. Then she was on fire.
Then she was on fire.
As I dropped her and stopped her on drop roll. And they got so mad, the photographers, why you guys, I'm innocent.
Right. Wait, it's me you want to talk to?
Right. How dare you? Put those cameras away.
Yeah. Or he thought the cameras were people with giant bug heads.
Or bazookas.
He's trying to save people from right. the bug heads.
The bug heads.
Chaz and AJ.
Who are we kidding, Chaz and AJ? You guys both would want to be that guy when you're driving and some woman cuts you off and then she flips you the bird thinking that she can get away with that.
That's
you guys would be the same. You want to rip her out of the car, beat the hell out of her, say, oh, you see who you're no. flipping off?
See, I envision that sometimes in traffic, whether it be male, female, who it doesn't matter.
Right, 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 right.
I'm yeah. an equal opportunity fake drag you out of the car.
Exactly.
Yeah, I fantasize about it, but I would never do it.
I keep see? Stops on my truck.
Well, this guy did it.
See?
So you're saying he's living my fantasy.
Exactly.
Here.
Yes, he is.
Nice. Thank you for showing
well,
us.
Guys.
Thanks for playing. Yeah,
well, you got us.
Thanks for showing us the way.
There.
Thank you.
That was probably him. You never know. It could have been him.
No, I have. Folks, he's right.
Folks get you incensed sometimes. Yes, they do.
Sometimes.
Yes, they do.
I just want to drag someone out of the car and teach them a lesson.
Right.
But so, I've learned, you know.
You can't do that.
Doing enough dumbass news stories.
Exactly.
That it.
Don't actually be dumbass news.
So there's a good chance it'd go the other way for you.
I'll just ring a bell. Yes.
I just look the other way and let him go now.
Yep.
Now
I just say, hey, whatever.
The last time I brake checked someone, I thought I was going to lose my life, and I never brake checked anyone again.
See? All it takes is one. You were showing the way.
Go ahead.
The path.
While she was on the ground, she was dragged and kicked repeatedly by the defendant.
Taunton Public Schools says the crossing guard has been terminated, effective immediately, and is no longer an employee of Taunton Public Schools. People picking up students say they couldn't believe it.
It is. It's a busy spot, but it's very well handled. You know, they have all the traffic, the kids getting dropped off and everything. So far, everybody's been safe.
So far.
You know, except for that.
Except for that one
today.
Lady.
Except for that one time. Which makes you wonder, one
okay.
person...
Right. If you're the only one...
Everybody else was fine.
Everyone else was fine.
What did you do?
Maybe it was you.
What did you do?
You know?
If it was a lot of people, okay, granted, this guy... One person of
right.
how many people?
And that's why this
years?
Guy's so mad.
Right.
That's why he's leaving the courtroom. He's like, hey, I've been doing this for 18 years. Never had a problem. Her.
One person.
Exactly. One person.
Right. You never know.
Dragging her out of the car, though, something.
Yeah.
Something definitely, escalated.
Definitely snapped, yes.
Yeah, that's a snap.
Yes, it was. You heard it.
All right, go ahead.
That was the
nice.
Report here, but.
So far, everybody's been safe. Yeah. You know, except for that incident today.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.